Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Friday Night Live. Last week we spoke about difficult relationships, navigating difficult people and circumstances. So this week we wanted to really talk about the reverse of that, which is positive, loving, heartfelt, authentic relationships and how to get more of that. So the first thing I wanted to say about that is, this sounds kind of crazy, but let me kind of build into this so it makes more sense. The relationships we have with other people, it doesn't really have an awful lot to do with the other people, but it has more to do with our relationship with ourselves. Meaning, if we feel overwhelmed, burdened, de-energized, stressed, angry, then our relationship with another person isn't going to be a brilliant relationship, because our external relationships are really a mirror of our internal relationship. And so as we get whole, feel more loving, feel more compassionate, connect with that wisdom or resource within us, then the things out there will follow suit. And so you're not really having a relationship with other people, you're kind of having a relationship with your thinking or yourself or your perception of other people. I mean, to make this a little bit clearer, have you noticed, take your significant other, it could be a partner, it could be a child, or it could be someone very, very close to you. Have you noticed that sometimes they can do a behaviour and it can really irritate you? And other times it's not that bad, and other times you even find it endearing. Well, it's not them making you feel like you feel. You're literally feeling like you're feeling because of your own perception, your own internal perception of what they're doing. So it's within. Positive relationships has everything to do with our own state and very little to do with what's happening out there. So really, the secret to positive relationships, the secret to authentic, beautiful relationships, is a beautiful and authentic connection, relationship with yourself. Because the external is just a mirror of the internal.
That's beautiful, Rudy. That's so true. I've experienced that quite a bit. And when we attach our well-being to somebody else's choices, somebody else's decisions, somebody else's well-being, we lose connection from within. We lose that alignment, that feeling of love within. And then our love turns from a radial love into a directional love. Like a fire hose almost. And that's not fun for either party. It's exhausting. So when we focus more within and become a beautiful, radiant, loving being, it's amazing just what sort of relationships develop all around us. And that can be work, that can be school, that can be parent-child, that can be sibling. It just seems to blossom and grow from there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I love that, because the other thing that popped into my head when you were talking is that a lot of the time relationships don't go so well because we're so, or they are so, dependent on us for, like, for instance, I'm so dependent on you for my well-being. You have to be this type of person. You have to do that, behave in that way. And I know a friend recently had a partner. I'm going to make this as vague as possible. And the partner didn't really give much emotional support. They were fantastic bringing in money. They were fantastic at lots of other things, being a dad, bringing the kids up. But there wasn't really much emotional support there. And so we had a chat, and this person was so kind of upset about it. I said, well, what do you want to do? And they said to me, well, I can either leave them or put up with them. And she decided to put up with them, put up with the person, and find that well-being outside of that person. And now she's got amazing friends, and she's joined some clubs, and she gets this beautiful energy, she gets this feedback, she gets this connection, she gets this love from a group of friends, and not particularly from that person. Because the thing about people and us is that we all think differently, you know, we're just different. We all work the same, thought creates experience, you know, but everyone's so uniquely different that not one person can fulfill everything that you want. And when that one person can't fulfill it, they can feel pressured,
right,
that they're not being this person that you want, so they feel even more lonely. You can get more agitated with them because they're not fulfilling you. But what happens if you just dropped the condition that your partner has to fulfill you in all of these myriad of ways and come back to your relationship with yourself? You don't need someone else to fulfill you. You can just be fulfilled. And relationships don't have to be needy, independent. They can be interdependent, and they can be because you want to be with someone, not that you need them. That's a healthy relationship.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And that goes back to say that your relationships, all shapes and forms, work, child, parent, it's a direct image of what's going on inside, of your connection with your heart, your connection with your love and your wisdom within. Is it pinched off? Is it pulled away? Or is it flowing? That's beautiful, Rudy.
Thanks, honey. Well, the other thing is you know, when two people meet one another, like metaphor, here's a square, here's a circle, they meet and they love that. Oh, wow, he's square. And wow, she's a circle. This is so different. And they really like one another. Then what happens is all of a sudden the circle wants the square to be more circle and the square wants the circle to be more square, and all of a sudden they kind of morph out of their natural shape, and before long the square's kind of oblongy and the circle's kind of more like a triangle or something. And when you're bent out of your natural shape, you're not yourself.
Right.
And so one of the beautiful things about an unconditional relationship is you fell in love with a person for a reason. And often people don't want you to change, but you just think that they do. And so you bend yourself out of proportions. But if you're a circle, just be a circle. If you're a triangle, be a triangle. And circles and triangles and squares, they can all get on really well.
Right.
But when each shape is bent out of its natural form, that's when the trouble starts, because you have to be real, you have to be authentic. And people talk a lot about people being unfaithful within relationships, but the biggest unfaithfulness is being faithful to yourself,
right,
being faithful to who you are. Well, when I say who you are, this expression of you, what you love doing, what you enjoy being, you know.
And with that said, the relationships start long before another physical being comes into play. The relationship starts right here, connecting with who you are, your passions, your love, your direction in life, your wisdom. And when you're connected to your wisdom, and you know that you're connected to your wisdom, everything else falls into place. And before long, you'll realize that someone like, you'll look up and Rudy's there. You'll look up again and he's still there. And then it almost seems like there are two beings really working hard on a relationship, but that's not true. There's just two beings following their own wisdom, resonating with one another beautifully and moving through life coherently.
I know. I think, I wish I could do a diagram. I'm very visual. But I think when two people, two circles get together, they try and do that. And then there's a complete lack of individuation.
Right.
Like what happens if you're just kind of, you cross over, but you're still, you're independent entities, and you still, like, if I love hiking and this person doesn't like hiking, course I can still hike. If I don't like painting, but this person loves painting, well, that person should still paint. It's like you don't have to stop doing what you love to be with someone. Of course, there's going to have to be some agreements kind of made, but you have to agree to allow one another to be themselves.
Mm.
You have to agree to draw out the light within people rather than diminish it. You kind of have to agree that you're just going to think different, and it doesn't mean right or wrong. It's just that you're going to be two different people. And differences are good. They're not bad.
Right.
Like, practically speaking, we went to the supermarket the other day and we're looking for a shower curtain, doing it back to domestic bliss. And I was looking at the shower curtain. It was like aquamarine with sea turtles. And I was thinking, oh, that looks brilliant. That looks great in our bathroom. And Jules was like, how about this one? It's like this bright white shower curtain. I'm like, I don't like that very much. But then I thought, well, whatever you think, Jules thinks, we all think, looks and appears real in our head. So we think that we're right. But the trick here is knowing that thought makes things look right. It doesn't necessarily mean it's so. Like, sometimes I can have the most horrible thoughts about myself, and it's not really telling me about myself. It's just telling me what's going on in my mind. It's very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, honey, yeah, let's go for that one. And then my mind was going, yeah, it's not going to work. And then we got back, put it up, and it looks fantastic. So I was kind of off base there, and Jules was in line. So there's this trust in one another's thinking, this trust in one another's opinion, that when you go outside of right and wrong, there's the human connection.
Mm.
When you go outside of I'm right and you're wrong, which is egotism, and you embrace that we, outside of right and wrong, there's just, we have these separate realities, this different thinking, and we're just going to be and appear and think different. And that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with your partner if they think different from you. They don't have to believe what you believe. You don't have to believe what they believe. Beyond belief, there's a field, and that field is love. That field is connection. And I think long-term beautiful relationships has to come before belief,
right.
Has to come before personal preferences. Go beyond what we think to who we are, and who we are is fundamentally, in my mind, love.
That's so true. When you were speaking that, I was thinking, well, I was, when we're so busy thinking that we're right and the other person's wrong, we're up here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we allow that to just pass through, like Rudy did in separate realities, we fall back down to here, to the love. And the love is where the human connection is.
Mm.
That's so beautiful.
So, wrapping up, because we've been over 10 minutes now, in my mind, I'm not saying this is, but in Rudy's version of the world, fantastic relationships are fantastic relationships with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping out of beliefs, preferences, rights and wrongs, back to the heart of the universe, the heart of who we truly are, which is love.
Mm.
From that space, it's a state of being. It's not something that you do or a behavior.
Right. A state of being, a radial love. Mm. You radiate. Oh, beautiful.
So, I hope you like my new t-shirts, my Hawaii t-shirt. Anyway, I digress. So if you have anything you'd like us to talk about, anything at all, please leave a comment down there.
Yeah.
Wherever down there is.
And if you don't want to leave it down there, I'd love all your messages too, because some people like to just speak in confidence.
Yeah.
And so, and that's okay too. And I really love, I'm loving those as well.
Mm.
So thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you next Friday.
Yeah, see you next Friday.
Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's innateevolution.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.